This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mark. I had it written down as Mark. Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Mark Honf is off today. Yeah, you tricked me. But you put on your Mark Honf mask on, and I couldn't tell. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during the show. And that certificate is not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. And again, I want to make a mention for Go Girl. Remember that drink, the energy drink? I told you about it last week. I got all this great energy.
Try it out every time.
I know. I had some just before I came on. That's why I got all this energy. So go to Safeway. Actually, I don't know where else they carry it, but Safeway has it for like $1.50 a can. Lots of energy. Good caffeine. Not the bad caffeine, but good caffeine. All right. Today's trivia theme is general entertainment. And our special guest today is Michael Snerley. We're specifically going to talk about workers' comp insurance, but we can cover other kinds of insurance, too. So, Michael, welcome back to The Best of Investing, because you were on last time. I think we were talking about security issues, weren't you?
Right. Yeah. Data privacy. It's great to be back, though. Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So, first of all, is there anything new going on in the workers' comp field?
Yeah, there's always something new. The newer trends are related to, everyone always keeps their eye on the rates. And the good news has been, we've been the bearer of good news recently, that the rates published with the state have been consistently going down for multiple quarters now. So we're seeing some relief with workers' compensation rates in general.
And is that because, I'm going to take just a wild guess. If the economy is doing well, people are not as likely to get hurt and put in claims.
There's definitely a correlation between people's compensation and the amount of claims they turn in. That is, there's a very strong correlation between that. And as compensation rises, there's less incentive for you to turn in claims. And the actuarial data reveals that there's not as many claim submissions.
What's interesting about that is in the old days, I used to sell disability insurance, and you would think, okay, being, let's say, a dentist, it's not a very scary job, hazardous, right? But when the economy got hit hard, suddenly dentists were, not making as much money, and suddenly, their back was hurting, and this was hurting, that was hurting. I'm just picking on them, for just this argument's sake, then insurance companies were getting so many claims that some of them stopped writing dentists altogether.
Wow.
So, and it's like, well, being a dentist isn't as scary as, being a skyscraper a window washer, as dangerous. But it's all based on claims. Doesn't matter really what the profession is, right?
That's right. Well, and just to your point, with certain construction class codes, they're differentiated based on how much money the employee makes. So there's one class code for carpenters who make over $30 an hour, and there's another, which is you pay a lower rate for that.
Oh, gotcha.
And then you pay a higher rate for carpenters who make less than $30 an hour. And there's a couple reasons for that, but one is that carpenters who make less than $30 an hour tend to not have as much experience.
Yeah.
So they hurt themselves more. But they also have a little bit more, psychological incentive to turn in a claim.
Yeah.
When you're not making as much, then when you have a good job where you're making a lot of money, psychologically there's a difference there.
Is the workers' compensation benefit, though, different for like if you claim unemployment insurance, right? It's based on what your wages are. I would think the same thing for workers' comp, right?
Well, workers' comp, specifically workers' compensation, is for the medical bills that you would have for getting hurt. But there is some short-term disability and long-term disability tied to it. And it's that disability that is where workers may or may not have incentive to start hurting in certain places. If you know, so that's where the difference is. But
yeah,
specifically
because medical,
it's medical. So if you go to the doctor, have to go to the ER, workers' compensation is going to pay for that medical bill. But then if you have to be off work for 3 days, 8 days, 6 months, then that's when those disability benefits from workers' compensation kick
in. So with unemployment being as low as it is, are you seeing fewer claims?
Actuarially, yeah. I mean, based on what the payroll and what the premium coming in is, the number of claims is decreasing. Now, the number of claims in volume actually may be the same or more just because there's so many people working.
Right. Yeah.
But by percentage of the premium paid, definitely the claims being paid out are less than by percentage they have been in the past.
And have you found that the state compensation fund is a less expensive way to go than private? I mean, what's your experience been in that?
So the value and benefit of the state compensation insurance fund is they have to cover everyone. And there are some certain businesses and certain class codes within workers' compensation that are hard to place.
Yeah.
And state fund, as it's often referred to, is really the only place you can go for those. So that's the one benefit. They're competitive in premium with certain class codes, but not all.
Yeah.
And I will say the one challenge with state fund is that it's quite uneven. They go through hiring phases, layoff phases, and so there's just certain times when state fund is really competitive, great service, but then 6 months later it may be different if they've gone through a layoff phase, and then now they have all new people, the service isn't as good. So it's a really mixed bag.
I've got some interesting comments on that I'll share if you remind me about classification codes.
It can be a mixed bag
on that. Okay, tell you what, we're going to go to our first commercial break here. So again, we're talking general entertainment. Now, I remember this because as a kid, I used to watch this cartoon. So the first trivia question, in the cartoon TV show Johnny Quest, if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
What was the name of his dog?
Oh, I know that.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. All right. Call 888-912-1190. I think Michael's too young to remember Johnny Quest.
I've literally never heard of Johnny Quest or his dog.
Johnny or his dog. He was kind of like a like Mission Impossible, but he was a kid. And he had his dad was like a doctor. An astrophysicist or something like that. It was actually a great little one. Okay. If you're the first caller with the correct answer to that question, you'll win the free tanning certificate, which is worth over $100. So again, here in the cartoon TV show Johnny Quest, what was the name of his dog? Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing. I'll be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world often use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around. Tell me who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% or more. Call Pacific Private Money and join thousands of other Bay Area investors who have watched their income grow. A 7.5% return secured with Bay Area real estate is certainly worth looking into. For more information, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com. Or call 415-883-2150. PacificPrivateMoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. Now, this is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment producing yields averaging 8%. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com. That's 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Now, back to the best of investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the best of investing. I'm Edward Brown, along with Nam Phan and our special guest, Michael Snerley. First trivia question, entertainment here. In the cartoon TV show Johnny Quest, what was the name of his dog?
Bandit.
Bandit! That is correct.
I love that dog. I always wanted to name, if I got a dog. Bandit. Such and a cute name.
Yeah, it was the little white dog. Yeah. I can't remember
kind
what kind
of puggish.
Yeah, exactly. And what was his friend? What was the Johnny Quest's friend's name? Remember he had the turban?
Yes. Was it Haji?
Haji. Yeah, wow. I see, he was a Johnny Quest fan like
yeah,
I was.
Yeah, I was.
Okay. I want to make a quick mention here for Hornblower. You know, what a great Father's Day gift that would be. Right? Nice little cruise on the bay. Brews and cruise and views on the Hornblower Dining Cruise. Feast on an elaborate buffet with bottomless beer and mimosas on the Beer Brunch Cruise. There you go. Or get dapper with Dad on a four-course seated dinner cruise. Spend quality time as you cruise under the Golden Gate and around Alcatraz and relax while listening to live entertainment. Visit hornblower.com today. Have you guys been on the Hornblower?
Yeah. Oh, I have not.
You have? It's awesome. They go underneath the bridge and, you know, it can get a little rough, but if it gets too rough, they just stop and they turn around. But it's kind of cool to be on the boat and look way up and see the bottom of the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, I've never been under the bridge on a boat.
It's really cool. You've been on it, haven't you?
Yeah, I have also been on a sailboat. It's like a vintage sailboat. It was the Hawaiian Chieftain.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't do that. That'll get me seasick.
They shoot a cannon, fire a cannon without the cannonball out by Angel Island, and you can hear the echo. So anyway,
wow.
Hornblower is great, too. I've been on the Hornblower.
Yeah, that's a very cool thing. Okay, so we are in the studio here with Michael Snerley, who is an expert in insurance, specifically. Today, we happen to be talking about workers' compensation. And I had the little story that I was going to mention is that it's incredible sometimes how the classification that workers' comp, like from the state's fund, wants to classify people. Where I know this company that has a campground, and the general manager basically works in the office, but because sometimes she has to get up and go to the bathroom, which is outside the office, they basically, oh, I'm sorry, that's dangerous. You're just like as dangerous as a repair person repairing saws and stuff like that. And it's like, and you can't fight it.
Wow.
And you're talking about a premium of probably what, 30% or so of the, so if
you
make
imagine
it, so you're making, you know, $10 an hour, and then you got to pay the employer has to pay an extra $3 an hour. I mean, it's unconscionable.
What would the difference be if the bathroom wasn't outside?
Just said everybody has a dangerous job because they're there. And I said, well, you know, so yeah, if the bathroom was inside the office, it's like, well, yeah, but she has to park her car and then she has to walk to her office. I mean, it's just like, come on.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know,
so
there is a means of recourse, but it's a little, it can be positive and negative. We always counsel our clients to tread lightly because they're going to come do a full audit of all the class codes. So you may win on the one that you wanted to win on, which would provide some benefit, but then they may realize, well, actually these other three are also misclassified, you know? So it's one of those. Yeah. It can be a difficult pill to swallow, but sometimes it's sometimes not worth fighting.
Just make everybody an independent contractor.
Which is another discussion HR.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, can't exactly do that, but only if you're really qualified.
That's kind of an employment issue, but Uber tried it, and
that's right.
They're getting along with it, as I think, still.
Now, that I can see, because you really are. You decide what hours you're going to work. Uber really doesn't have much control.
Well, the courts, I think, just decided that Uber has to prove it now. So the state is saying their employees, you have to prove it to us otherwise, whereas it was kind of in the past, it was the opposite in the past, where Uber was saying they're contractors, and the burden was on showing that they were employees.
Yeah, and you're seeing that more with the gig economy. I mean, there's so many services out there now where, you know, you essentially can get a part-time job.
Yeah.
Right? Just doing stuff.
Well, being part-time, you can still be an employee. Mm-hmm. But something like Uber, I mean, you decide what hours you're going to work, and you decide, I'm going to take this job or not take it. I mean, otherwise, you know, anybody who's, let's say, a CPA or a lawyer who has their own business, I'm sorry, you're an employee. You know, it's just, it's sort of like, you know, the IRS basically, or I should say Congress, because they're the ones who actually make the rules. The rule is everything is income. Everything. Mm-hmm. Unless they specifically say it's not. So, in other words, when, like, okay, let's say you bought IBM for 100, and then a week later you sold it for 101. If they didn't specifically put an exclusion in there for the cost of the 100, they would, could actually theoretically tax you on $101, even though you only had a dollar of profit, because because you received 101.
Right, right.
But there's a specific law that says, well, we'll be nice and give you credit for the fact that you actually had to pay $100. You have basis in that. But can you imagine that? That way they capture everything. So that's what the state of California sounds like, what they're doing, saying, look, everyone's an employee. Now you got to prove why you're not.
Right. Specifically with Uber. And it does relate to workers' compensation, because when you have a high class code, the temptation for those employers is to make everyone an independent contractor. Yeah. And so the state of California has had to define their rules very clearly as to what is a W-2 employee and what is a 1099 contractor.
And it's not just workers' comp. Then you have unemployment insurance, and you have FICA, and you have all these other things you got to pay on them.
Well, with companies like Uber and Lyft, it's probably a race to autonomous vehicles. So, you know, so there is no driver.
Yes, but then they're going to tax the car as an employee. You know? And then
the car gets a flat tire.
Yeah. Yeah, car gets a flat tire and puts in a
that's
claim.
Workers' comp.
Yeah, exactly. So, Noam, you want to ask him about any fun stories, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, so you probably see some people who try to bend the rules a little bit.
No. In California? Come on.
Well, anywhere. I suppose it's probably human nature. But, you know, you probably have some stories around the water cooler of egregious claims, but you probably can't talk about them, but they
just don't name names.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I won't name names. There's certainly cases where that look quite suspicious to us, but our role as broker is to advocate for both the employer and the employee. So we ourselves cannot make the judgment, nor should we, nor are we called to.
So it's not a conflict of interest, the fact that you're kind of representing both parties.
Right. Because we want what's best for both. We're going to advocate for both. That's our goal. We want employees treated, and if it's fraud, then we believe that that will come out in a proper investigation, which is what the carrier will do and sometimes have to go to court. But I think the funniest one, this wasn't my client,
and I tell you what, we're going to tease the audience because you got a funny story to tell.
I got a funny one.
Oh, good. So audience, you're going to stay with us. We do have to cut to another break. We have these things called hard breaks. So the station actually says, yeah, got to cut out at this time. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. All right. So here's our second trivia question. I'm not going to sing this one. Okay, not yet. Maybe when we come back.
Not ever. Okay?
Not ever. Thanks. Yeah, you love to hear me sing ten or 15 miles from here. Okay. Which TV show's theme song starts with the words "Come and knock on my door"? You know this one already?
Yeah.
I didn't even sing it to you. A lullaby. All right. Call 888-912-1190 for the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. Which TV theme song starts with the words "Come and knock on my door"? Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients are doing just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call them at 415-883-2150 or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. You've probably heard about earning high returns investing in real estate through crowdfunding and other online platforms, but do you know where the real estate is located? At Pacific Private Money, we invest primarily in local Northern California real estate, and our clients earn yields of 7.5% or more secured by deeds of trust at conservative values. To find out more about one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Hi, this is Mark Hanf, president of Pacific Private Money. How would you like to earn 8% or more per year in today's low-interest rate environment? At Pacific Private Money, we've been paying more than 8%. How do we do that? Well, we lend money secured by real estate, almost exclusively in California and primarily in the Bay Area. We keep our loans very conservative by keeping the loan portfolio under 70%. In fact, we are actually less than 60% loan-to-value right now. There's no fee to get in and no fee to get out if you stay in for 2 years. Call us now at 415-883-2150 for more information or go to pacificmoneyfund.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan and our special guest, Michael Snerley. I should say, and our special guest, Michael Snerley. Yeah. Second trivia question. Which TV show a theme song starts with the words, okay, Michael, sing it to us.
Come and knock on my door.
That's it. Exactly.
That's excellent. Three's Company.
Three's Company. That's right. Very good. See, he remembered the theme.
I knew the song, but not the name of the show.
Yeah. Okay.
Good teamwork there.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we teased the audience just before break about coming back with a funny story about workers' comp. Go ahead.
So this wasn't my client, but the best story I've ever heard was a housekeeper fell down some stairs and got hurt, obviously. And when asked, and didn't even necessarily need to share this information, this is not necessarily pertinent to the claim, but when asked how it happened, she said that a ghost pushed her down the stairs.
Ghost? Yeah, because workers' comp is a no-fault type
of thing. Right, so if you fall down the stairs, you're hurt. But when asked what happened and how it happened, she said a ghost pushed her down the stairs.
But again, it didn't have any bearing on the claim.
Right. If she's hurt, she's covered.
Hurt.
But
did she not know that? And that's why she
maybe
came up with that?
I don't know. Or
yeah,
she's just crazy.
What? That's a good point. Yeah. But that's a good point. Maybe she thought, if I can like show that it's not my fault, I get paid. You know, it's so funny because from the opposite end, and Michael comes from Kentucky, which is where my father-in-law came from. Now, this is how Kentucky thinks, okay? So my father-in-law was hoisting up about 4,000 pounds worth of stuff. He was a moving man. And it was about 10 feet high, and the rope broke.
Oh my gosh.
It hit him on the back. And he didn't get knocked out, but it broke his back and both of his knees. I mean, this guy, he was in a wheelchair for the rest of his life because of it, right?
Wow.
So he's in the hospital, and you know, hey, Duke, how you doing? Oh, mighty fine, you know. And so I said, listen, you can't really work anymore. And so, you know, we got to figure out the forms and, you know, get the attorney involved. No, I don't want to take advantage of nobody, you know, no insurance company or any of that. So I said, Duke, this is the opposite of taking advantage of somebody. I said, we're trying to just get you back to square one.
Right.
You know? And so he got some small thing, which was just, it was ridiculous. Because he didn't want to take advantage of anybody.
Yeah.
Even though he's in, you know, all that pain. And it wasn't his fault. And,
right.
You know, all that kind of stuff.
And that's what it's there for.
Generation, too. But that's that
generation. Exactly.
Self-sufficient, you know.
Yeah, no government handouts.
Right.
Yeah. Versus, there was another person who was a cleaning lady who was making, you know, minimum wage. She claimed that she fell down cleaning a shower. And suddenly, and this was apparently a, let's just call her a rather large woman, right? And she claimed, basically, she can't work for the rest of her life. And State Compensation Board paid $125,000. Now, this is somebody who makes about 20,000 a year, and just she claims apparently you know she got a hold of some friend who got a hold of an attorney who called you know yada 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 right. And it's like, you know, and now people don't really understand why our rates go up the way they do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
And it's fun. It's so funny because you know you have these situations where people are kind of going, you know, yeah, stick it to the insurance company and all that. But it's like, if you stick it to the insurance company, then everybody's got to pay.
Yeah.
So you don't want to give someone $1 million for, you know, a little tiny claim. I mean, it's funny. Even it's funny, strange. Let's say with PG&E, right? People want to penalize them for the fires that happened in Santa Rosa. And I can understand that, right? But the problem is they just basically then go to the PUC and say, hey, we lost $1 billion because of these claims. Everyone's rates got to go up now. And the PUC says, yeah, that makes sense. So you have to be kind of careful what you wish for.
Right. Yeah. Right. You want it to respond when it's supposed to respond. But yeah. When there's fraud or you're trying to stick it to them and add extra, then those costs get passed around too.
Okay. So, Michael, you have a lot of knowledge in workers' comp. And then I know you do other personal lines business lines.
Commercial lines.
What's the name of the company you work with?
International Pro Insurance. Okay. Offices in Novato, San Francisco, Menlo Park, and San Jose.
Okay. And how do people get a hold of you if they have questions?
The best way is by phone. Okay. My office line, direct line, is 415-223-5549. 415-223-5549.
Okay. Very good. Speaking of the fires, an email came in, and it says here, this was for either you or for Mark. It says, I've heard that you may be needed to provide loans to the fire victims in the North Bay. Why would that be? Didn't fire insurance cover the losses?
Yeah, so we're getting more and more inquiries, not just from fire victims, but from developers who are acquiring some of the lots and rebuilding. So, you know, it's interesting. I went to a couple of meetings. I spent a lot of time in the North Bay this week, Napa and Sonoma counties, and I went to in Santa Rosa, went to Coffee Park this week, and it's really sad.
I can
see
imagine.
How flat and empty everything is. But the positive is there's development going on. There's rebuilding. So there's homes going up. There's contractors out there.
Is it all, like, quote, cleaned up?
I don't think so. I don't know that it's clean. I mean, you know, generally when looking around, all the debris is gone.
Yeah, okay.
So to that extent, in terms of have they removed all hazardous waste, I'm not sure. But the interesting thing is, 66% of the claims have not settled yet. So they're in Coffee Park.
And
so
that's 1,200 months ago.
Yeah, 1,200 properties. 66% of the claims have not been settled.
I wonder, like, Michael, in your experience, what would be stopping claims on the kind of situation with fire victims?
You know, it really is carrier by carrier. Yeah. And this is where, you know, we would advise insurance is just like anything else. You get what you pay for. And if you get a bargain basement carrier, you're going to get bargain basement service with bargain basement claims handling. The carriers we've tended to work with in that area especially have been paying out the claims right away. Part of it, I think, is related to the carriers. We've heard some bad stories about certain carriers. I won't say who they are, but they've really drug their feet. Part of it is related to the catastrophe of it. You know, if there's one home that burns in Coffee Park, even if it's a bad carrier, they may pay it. But if a carrier has like 14 homes in Coffee Park and you got to pay out on all those at the same time, it really hits into your reserves. And so carriers tend to be real slow in paying because it allows them to
get premiums from the other.
Yeah, the cash flow issue is it,
do they have reinsurance too, don't they usually?
They have reinsurance. And I mean, to sell an insurance policy in California, you have to prove that you have enough money in reserve to pay your claims. Yeah. So that's part of it as well. But, you know, I think a lot of it just has to do with, you know, I'm guessing that statistic has to do more with fully settling a claim.
Could be.
Yeah.
But so part of the reason why people need private money is the appraiser who did this presentation said the cost of raw materials has just gone up so much. It skyrocketed because there have been catastrophes all over the country.
Yeah.
So everyone's fighting for the same, you know, whether it's Houston here, Southern California.
Yeah, wood, nails, and all that stuff. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, we're going to come back to that. Got to, these breaks come fast, don't they? Fast and furious. Okay, third trivia question. What Tom Cruise movie takes place in the year 2054? Futuristic movie, all right? Call 888-912-1190 for the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing. We'll be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
For almost a decade, Pacific Private Money has been providing investors with returns exceeding 7.5%. Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Their clients currently earn yields averaging 7.5%, secured by Northern California real estate at conservative values. This is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment currently paying over 7.5%. For more information, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
This Father's Day, give Dad what he really wants. Brews and views on a Hornblower dining cruise. Feast on an elaborate buffet with bottomless beer and mimosas on the Beer Brunch Cruise. Or get dapper with Dad on a four-course seated dinner cruise. Spend quality time as you cruise under the Golden Gate and around Alcatraz. And relax while listening to live entertainment. Visit Hornblower.com to book your cruise today. Hornblower.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan and our special guest, Michael Snerley. Question number three. What Tom Cruise movie takes place in the year 2054? Come on, sing it for me. Yeah, sing it for me.
The theme was pre-crime.
Was it really?
That wasn't the name of it, but it was, you know.
That was the name of the song, really?
No, that wasn't the name of the song, but the idea.
Oh,
of
the
it
idea,
was,
that's yeah. right. Yeah, you get arrested for some crime that you would have eventually committed, which is kind of an interesting theme for Minority Report.
Yeah, that's it.
That was the name of it. All right, so Nam, you're talking about providing loans for fire victims and because raw materials. Okay, go ahead.
Raw materials, the replacement cost essentially to rebuild is skyrocketed.
Okay, so someone had, let's make it simple, $1 million house. Now, part of that's land, part of it's house. You don't insure the land, you insure the house. So many people are going to be underinsured. I guess, you know, for the most part, people try to get the least amount of coverage in theory because nobody ever thinks their house is going to burn down. But if you have a first mortgage, the bank's going to say it has to be a minimum amount, and then there's replacement cost and all this other kind of fun stuff. is that what you're finding? Is that a lot of people were underinsured?
Yeah, they're underinsured, and so now the cost, whatever they settled with, it's still not enough to cover the rebuild costs. So
can they just get a loan from a bank?
Some people, you would hope. I'm sure many people could, but some people maybe aren't in the credit, you know, position, or
because some of those people in Coffee Park had, some people probably had really good credit scores and good income, and other people may have been, you know, semi-retired or had just had bad credit.
Yeah, they're just a hair off, or maybe they can. I mean, obviously, we just don't lend to anyone.
Yeah.
So that we have to see an exit out of our loan into a conventional sometime in the future. So, I mean, just like anyone else who comes to us, then, you know, our underwriters look at their qualifications, not only for our loan, but for the exit.
So some of the people are actual homeowners themselves, and some people would be contractors who are, I don't want to call them speculators, but who are looking to prospectively do it. Yeah.
And right now we, I think there's 7 or 16 property lots on the market for sale right now, because the people probably just took the proceeds and said, you know what, we're just not going to rebuild. We're going to move.
Yeah.
And so there's 16, which is, according to this appraiser's report, is trending up. So you're seeing more properties come on the market.
How much are the lots going for?
Median, I think, was like 190,000. for Coffee Park area.
Yeah.
For Fountain Grove, which is another area that was hit really hard, it's closer to 200 or 300,000 for the lots. And there was there were more lot sales at the beginning. Now it's starting to taper off. So I thought that was interesting. But you know, to rebuild there, it's going to cost even more just because the footprint of most of the homes was, you know, larger. Significantly larger than Coffee Park area.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of terms would you be charging, do you think, on those?
You know, depend, you know, on some of the construction loans. Yeah. Gosh, that, I don't want to put numbers out there. I'm not the expert on that, but Matt Cordes in our offices. But, you know, probably in the nines, tens, somewhere.
Okay. So, again, people, they'll go to the bank first if they can. If they can't, then Pacific Private Money might be able to.
Yeah,
to
no, help for them the out. Construction for banks, that's it's going to be harder for builders to go to a bank.
Yeah, for the builder, sure.
Yeah, so that's something we specialize in, something that we're really gearing up for.
And then where do you guys get your money to go ahead and provide that?
From you, Edward.
Yeah, there you go.
No, from accredited investors. So the flip side of our, the other side of our business is our fund, is the lending component where, you know, the where does that funds come from? It comes from accredited investors throughout the Bay Area, Northern California. Who are interested in earning returns in 7.5% to 8% range, so they can invest with us $50,000 minimum. We use the we use those proceeds. We put them in a mortgage pool fund, and then we deploy them across loans throughout California.
Okay. And do you have a deal of the week for us?
Deal of the week. This one we just got. This one is a son who's looking to purchase a home, can't qualify on his own just because his income. Isn't all, he doesn't meet bank qualification from an income standpoint, but his parents are going to help contribute, okay. And they're going to use their property as collateral.
Oh.
And they're going to be co-signers. So, beautiful. You know, not typical, not like your typical bridge loan that we do, but just another type of loan that that we get. And so we're seeing, you know, as private lenders, the interesting thing is no two loans are the same. So one week we'll have our typical bridge loan or people moving up or moving down and but not wanting to list their home first. Mm-hmm. And then this week it was a scenario where the parents are going to come in and help and use their property as the collateral.
Yeah, so. And I heard some borrower recently, like referral of a referral, where everything is perfect except the borrower changed jobs like 3 months ago. And so even though he's in the same business and his income's probably a little higher, they just said, well, wait, that's a new employer.
Yeah, that's a recurring theme. I mean, yeah. We see a lot of borrowers. Well, we see borrowers in the past who've come through just because they haven't met the employment seasoning. We had that.
Millennials,
yeah.
Right?
Or that attorney. That attorney who,
oh, yeah,
who hadn't seasoned.
Right.
Very, very high-powered attorney. Had only been with this company 18 months. And, you know, made more money in a year than he needed for the actual loan, right?
Yeah.
This is in Napa. So we tell this story all the time at all our events.
He wasn't an attorney, but he worked for a big computer company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
but anyway,
his income was far and away, you know, more than the actual loan amount. But the conventional lender said, listen, you've only been at your job for 18 months. We need 24 months of employment seasoning.
Yeah.
So we put him in a loan. He refinanced in 6 months.
Yep. Yeah.
And everyone won. So it was great.
And what kind of yield are you paying to the investors right now?
7.5% to 8%.
Okay. And so you're talking about conservative loans. I remember, I think we mentioned this, but there was a loan that you guys did not too long ago where the purchase price was $800,000 and the borrower came in with $600,000 down. Couldn't get a $200,000 loan.
Wow.
Because the $600,000 was
gifted
to them and it hadn't been seasoned enough.
Mm.
And they were in the process of selling their other house in Novato.
Right.
So, you know, that's a pretty smoking hot conservative loan.
Yeah. And if I understand correctly, the banks, because it was gifted, there's a new or tighter restrictions on gifted money. Because of AML compliance, anti-money laundering compliance.
That's right. Yes.
And that's actually something we should spend a little bit of time on a future call.
Yeah.
Or a future
that's right,
show.
Because I asked a banker about that. And
yeah.
He worked for one of the big banks. And I said, what about this scenario? I said, it seems like it'd be a really good loan. Why wouldn't a bank do this? And he says, well, because when you have that kind of a large down payment, there's the assumption that there's money laundering, and you have to prove that there's not. And then he said, and so when it comes from the parents, then it's like, well, now we have to look at the parents. Where did they get the money?
Wow. You know?
And they just time and time and time.
Yeah. And that adds, that just drags out the process.
Exactly. Wow. We have another minute before we cut to break. Any other exciting things you want to talk about?
Well, I think just in piggybacking off the idea of the fires, you know, of course, when people talk about insuring their property, they always want to have it at the lowest limit, yeah. which is wise. But at the same time, you know, you do want to take into account the fact that it can happen.
Yeah.
And when it's catastrophic like this, you do get the increase in materials. Right. So whereas like maybe today it's $400 a square foot to rebuild your house, if it's a catastrophe, it's going to be $550.
Gotcha.
So you want to think about that when you put your limits together, and you also want to have a carrier that gives you that wiggle room, because there are carriers that will build in the wiggle room for the higher limits.
Oh, really?
And in the event of a catastrophe, so you get automatic replacement costs. So even if it jumps up to, you know,
and up to code too. That's
exactly. So you just want to make sure those things are in place, and you know, you pay a premium for that, of course. But when you need it, it's worth having.
Yeah, I can't imagine the premium's too much more because, you know, the odds of someone's house burning down is fairly small.
Right.
It's very small. And look, you know, I know people don't like paying insurance premiums, but it's actually one of the most...
I don't know. It's my favorite thing in the world.
High-valued investments you can make.
It can. Okay. All right. Don't touch that dial. When the Best of Investing comes back, we're going to have some closing comments.
You're listening to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host. Of course, I'll be Edward Brown all day today, but it's the last time for the show, along with Nam Phan and Michael Snerley. We already asked our trivia question. So, Nam, if people wanted to learn more about Pacific Private Money and the fund, you have events coming up, right?
Right. Specifically for the Pacific Private Money Fund, we have an event coming up on Tuesday, June 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. in Walnut Creek. So to register, give us a call at 415-883-2150 or go to our website, www.pacificprivatemoney.com. It's going to be at Momo's.
Momo's.
Yeah. And if you just want to learn about borrowing, go to pacificprivatemoney.com. Give us a call, too.
All right. Off air, we were touching, just the three of us, we're talking about earthquake insurance because Nam had asked Michael about that. And can you clear up a couple of things on the earthquake insurance, what the perception is and then what reality
and
is?
Also the premiums, how they've gone down.
Yeah, the premiums have gone down dramatically. So this is a great time to purchase earthquake insurance. It's very cost effective at this time, whereas it has been in the years past cost prohibitive. Mm-hmm. And then another thing to keep in mind, sometimes people see that 35% deductible on their earthquake insurance quote, and it turns them off to it. But one thing to keep in mind is you don't have to have the money to get the insurance's money. You know, so if you have a $500,000 home and that's what it costs to replace, you don't have to show them you have $150,000 before they give you their money. They'll just write you, if it's a total loss, they're just going to write you a check for the $350 or so that
the net
of what they owe, and then you just have to come up with the rest, and maybe you could use Pacific Private Money to fill the gap. So it's something that I think more and more people need to be thinking about at this time.
Okay, so if you had a $250,000 loss because of the earthquake, then they would just say, well, the deductible is $175,000.
Yeah, they'd give you the rest, and then you would, you know, you'd have to be on the hook, and hopefully you have some cash reserves. But if you needed some extra money, there's a great place I know to go to.
Yeah, and then also you were mentioning off air about the fire, because like in the San Francisco earthquake in 06, it was really the fires that did most of the damage.
Right. So if the damage to the property is caused by a fire, then your fire insurance picks it up. If it's caused by an earthquake, it's the earthquake insurance picks it up. So if there's a fire that's caused after the fact of an earthquake, then it would be your fire insurance that responds to losses of fire.
And what's that term that you used earlier?
The doctrine of concurrent causation, which was a California case out of Southern California having to do with
the Northridge one? No.
Floods. It wasn't an earthquake case. Oh, okay. It had to do with like some floods and then
mold.
Yeah, and then other things that came up afterwards.
So if you have an earthquake and your house maybe doesn't burn down, but the earthquake causes like foundation issues and then the walls, I mean, is there, I guess you have to look at just strictly what the fire did.
Right, yeah. And of course, you know, the insurance companies have phenomenal adjusters that can tell if it's arson or if it's...
And phenomenal lawyers. That's
that's right. So you don't have to worry about that. They'll make that call for
you. I'm sure they will. Yeah, exactly. All right, Michael, give out your information one more time if people have questions on insurance.
Sure. Feel free to call me at 415-223-5549.
Very good. And Nam?
To give us a call us at 415-883-2150. If you want to find us online, go to www.pacificprivatemoney.com. And, you know, one last thing, too, is don't forget about privatemoneyloans.com. If you're interested in trustee investing, that's privatemoneyloans.com.
Okay, register there and you can get some good deals.
Yep.
All right, thoughts for the day. Be miserable or motivate yourself. Whatever has to be done, it's always your choice. And the greatest weapon against stress is our ability to choose one thought over another. Right? Isn't that true? 5% of what happens to you and 95% of how you react to it.
Yep.
Otherwise, you look at people in Africa, starving children, you go, you have no right to be happy. Right? But for some reason, not everyone has got a frown on their face. All right. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader. AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.